LGBT plus fostering and adoption week, here at Gaydio, we wanted to talk to some foster carers. Have you ever thought about fostering? Over the next few minutes here at Gaydio, we speak to Luke and Kevin, along with Katie and Joanne, two same-sex couples who have fostered from their local authority here in Greater Manchester.
My name's Luke, and I've been fostering now for 16 weeks, all of which has been in lockdown, pretty much.
And I'm Kevin, and obviously we've been fostering together, so it's been 16 weeks.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Joanne.
We've been foster carers for the last 4 years.
Well, before we're foster carers, I worked for Luke because he's got his own business. In the business construction industry.
So before we started fostering, we both worked in retail. So we decided to look into fostering. We were initially talking about starting our own family. We started to look into different ways of doing that. But also at the same time, I wasn't ultimately happy in what I was doing in work and wanted to do something a little bit more rewarding.
I think we did obviously a bit of research, not in depth at that point, but we did a bit of research into fostering and thought, with Katie wanting to take a new avenue from work, for Katie to sort of do that full time, and it worked.
When we first got together, me and Luke, we always talked about having children from the first meeting, really. We talked about we'd love one day to have kids, but we, because Luke had worked with
I'd worked with children in who were looked after when I was more than a kid myself in children's homes. I knew there was a lot of children out there who needed fostering or adoption, and I was determined that, you know, if we're going to have children, I don't want to pay a surrogate. I want to foster in my local authority, have local children to us. And that's how we ended up fostering. Fortunately, I get to go to work every day, though, so Kevin's our main care and he stays at home.
There was a lot of transferable skills that we could use. I did a bit of HR management as well before, so kind of dealing with people is something that, you know, we could use as foster carers. But also it was a big change in that we'd never kind of looked after children before.
No.
So we didn't really have experience in that as such, although we had nieces and nephews and friends and family that had children.
You go on the fostering journey and yeah, your life is completely changed and you have to adapt, which, you know, is what the expectation is, really. Is you can still have your nice things, you can still obviously go away on holiday, but you have to adapt to different things.
I guess it's just like having your own children, really, because the children just become part of your family.
Being a foster carer is fantastic. It's completely life-changing, going from doing your normal work or whatever work you've done to having these children in your life, and it's just brilliant.
And seeing them develop and grow has been wonderful. You know, we met two very scared young boys who weren't that keen on moving from what was a temporary foster placement to, they didn't want to move. They liked where they were, but the foster carers they were with and who'd done a sterling job were 75 and 70. So these boys are going to be with us until they're 18. So the chances of the foster carers they were with surviving that long was slim. And some, trying to explain that to a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old was very difficult. So, you know, we had to go and prove. The older one has come out of his shell and is talking to us a little bit more. And, you know, they're generally happy, well, as happy as you can be in lockdown, where you don't go to school, you don't see your friends, nothing's open, and the main activity is walking the dogs or playing on your Xbox.
Becoming an approved carer, there is obviously a process that you need to go through.
You get initial training. So when you first obviously sign up to want to learn more about fostering, they do try and get you on a, so it was like a 3-day course that myself and Katie went on at the time. And it was quite intense, but for the right reasons. You know, it needed to be realistic. You need to understand actually the day-to-day things that can happen.
It was a smooth process, and because it's the local authority, it's not, I'm never going to say seamless, but they're much closer to each other. They know each of the social workers, they know the children's social workers. So it was the best way to go forwards for us.
There wasn't even a question about our sexuality. It was, look, are we both able to look after children? It wasn't, nothing was questioned at all, which I thought was fantastic of them.
The only criteria was, would you two people make good foster carers?
I think we did initially look a little bit into fostering agencies and things like that and the council, and we ultimately went with the council. It felt right to us.
So the support from the fostering team at the local authority, it's possibly the best that we're going to get because it's a wraparound service. So the recruitment officer sits in the same office as the children's social workers and our social workers. We've got links to the child mental health team if we need it. We've got local authority schools that our children go to. So it's possibly the best outcome for the children if you do foster through a local authority, because it can be all tied up together.
You know, everybody's got the same goal. The local council are trying to find places for these children to go to. And it's about keeping the children local. You know, you're working with your local community. The families, the children come from maybe local areas to you or areas that are not too far away. It's important for the children to be able to keep in the same schools and have the same friends groups and things like that. So we didn't want to be working for maybe an agency and taking children from the opposite side of Manchester that would make things really difficult for them to keep in contact with the friends.
Oh, the best bits, I think, is knowing that the children are now settled and are settling really well. Some of the best, for me, it's great because I get to be a big kid again. So I get to play with the children, you know, get down on their level, do crafting, and seeing them, like Luke said before, seeing them come out of the shell and seeing them come to you with something and want to sit down, have a cuddle, and helping them grow and develop, it's fantastic. The first time that we were out, I remember one time they said, the first time we used to go out with us, they'd say, right, can we go back to your house now? And that's now changed, and they now say, we want to go home. Which, for me, is fantastic.
Best bits. Again, it's that sense of achievement. It's, you know, just being so proud of you know, the little ones coming into your household, being part of your extended family and just, you know, understanding what that looks like. And then when, obviously, they do, you know, move on, it's just that sense of pride of everything that you've put together and pieces that you've had to put together in between, and just how confident they are, you know, with moving on. It's like a very proud parent moment, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, you know, you learn to, I think every day is different, you know, and you kind of learn to look for those little wins. Sometimes it might be that the children are not necessarily fitting in straight away, and you just look for those little things that, you know, you see an improvement, and it can be a tiny little improvement in something that they're doing. And it just feels amazing to know that kind of you're involved in making that improvement and ultimately seeing the children change and seeing them blossom and having confidence and being able to do things that they wouldn't have been able to do when they first walked in through the door.
I suppose the best bits for fostering for me is, you know, you wake up and every day is different. You know, you've got two young people who need care and attention, and you see them develop and grow. And I know it's only been 15 weeks since these children have been with us, but that change in 15 weeks has been significant. And they had a difficult start in life. And, you know, what we can do now and in the next, well, 10 years, 15 years for one of them, will be the difference between the difficult start they had and, you know, thriving. And it's just lovely to see them smile, and when they'll hold your hand, because the older one was not keen on holding my hand or having any contact with me. And now he'll sit on the sofa, watch TV with me, he'll hold my hand if no one's looking, because he is 9, so it's not cool. But, you know, those small things are the most rewarding.
If anybody is considering fostering, I would absolutely say, go ahead, look into it, get some information, go to some open evenings, speak to other foster carers if you know any, or if you don't, then, you know, if you can try and link up with the council and they can maybe put you in touch with people.
I think absolutely deep down everybody could do it. Everyone's got a big heart, everyone can foster, but it's got to be right for you at that time.
If you're thinking about fostering, just do it. Don't hesitate, go for it. Find out as much information as you can, but pick up that phone, go online, and just do it, because it's amazing, absolutely fantastic. And
find out about it, enjoy it, get through the process, take the time to enjoy that care that you can give to one, two, three children. And, you know, just recognize that every day is different. It can be hard work, but the changes and the challenges that you overcome are just amazing.
That was Luke and Kevin, along with Katie and Joanne, speaking about their fostering journey. If you're thinking about fostering and would like to know more from your local authority, go to gaydio.co.uk/ManchesterFostering.